There are times when the darkness around us closes in, when our fragile hope slips away. In the face of the brokenness, pain and wounds and death that confront us, when human sin seems so strong, as another war breaks out, as more lives are lost to natural disaster or climate change, as need or greed lead people to treat others with disrespect and abuse, as we hurt one another intentionally or not, or as uncontrollable events shift everything we have depended on and bring pain and destruction.
Darkness descended on Good Friday as the life of Jesus ebbed away on the cross. All of the pain of injustice and human sin nailed there, powerless. For the next 2 days, the disciples lived in a liminal space between life and death, all their hope buried with Jesus' body. We too know that liminal space of despair, where the power of death has extinguished hope. Evil has won, and we wait.
Into that darkness of despair and grief, a light appears. We boldly declare it at Easter Vigil when we enter the dark church holding the Paschal candle high, and we sing,
"The light of Christ."
Stepping into a darkened church, it is repeated,
"The light of Christ."
And the church is flooded with light as all who have gathered join in the refrain,
"Thanks be to God,"
lighting their tapers from the Paschal candle. Hope is renewed in our hearts.
In our broken world, darkness will continue to roll over and through our lives. Every year we gather and light the Paschal candle of hope born through the resurrection.
And every disciple who sings and shouts,
Thanks be to God,
goes back into the world to courageously live that hope.
May the joy of the resurrection light your hope this Easter.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.